Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow. Oh my God.
Oh. He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
I am the system of this show.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, Goo. I got something on my mind.
Man.
Let it out. So, are we being, are we doing a good enough job holding the general manager, owner, players, coaches accountable in the Bay in general?
Oh, no, no. We, and I'm part, I don't believe I'm part of it. And we have this little bit that we play where you dare me to go out there. And I'm thinking about adding that to my portfolio if I can. I'm being serious. So when you say, are we holding them accountable? I feel like we do at the station and on this show. But as far as the pen writers and the people that have the mics in front of them, Steiny, 99%, I think the people get a pass.
So
what would make you ask that?
Because I'm looking around the NFL landscape, and there are a couple other NFC teams out there that are struggling, I guess, like the Niners and the Dallas Cowboys. They're 3-3. All right.
And it's a nasty 3-3, though.
And we got Jerry Jones, the owner, going on a radio show and kind of threatening to get new hosts to do the weekly interview they do with him.
Sean and RJ, our sister station.
Because they're asking Jerry Jones some pretty tough questions about past decisions, and he's not into it, and it's a little bit confrontational, and that's the weekly show he does. Yeah, they're 3-3. Yeah, it's an ugly 3-3 after the loss to the Lions. Then I go to Philadelphia. Philadelphia Eagles are 3-2. Technically, they're better than the Niners. And yesterday, Sunday, Nick Sirianni.
Gosh, I can't stand him.
Was shown barking at the fans who had been booing during the course of a game. And then after the game, I think many people felt, well, he's definitely going to be asked about it. And in the post-game press conference, he ended up bringing his kids up to the podium. And it's created a firestorm in Philadelphia. And he was forced to apologize for barking at the fans. And he's come under fire for bringing his kids up to the podium. And I'm thinking, we never have any of that kind of stuff here in the Bay, especially 49ers. The 49ers are 3-3, and I can't remember anything contentious between Lynch and the media or Shanahan and the media or a coach and the media. And it just got me to thinking, how much different are we out here? And do you like it? Is this kind of who we are? We don't do that out here. Would you like
the
media to do more of that?
Yes, I do.
Just wondering about it. We'll play that sound after the first break in about 5 or 10 minutes.
And I'd like to be a part of that change, if I can call it that, because I'm being real. The first thing that comes to my mind, because you got to have context, right? You got to have a subject matter to where you feel like a certain individual or individual's got to pass. Steiny, we just heard a promo from the Kansas City sister station playing the debacle or the air that was Kyle Shanahan and his handling of the timeout situation in the Super Bowl. I like Kyle, but I know for a fact the Bay Area media, I don't feel like I'm part of it, has given him a pass on that. We ask him, and then it's gone. Vamos. Gone. Like, that's something in any other city that is a tattoo that will be brought up at every turn if you like it or not. So that's one thing with the Niners and Kyle Shanahan. The second part, and I'm not calling anybody out, the thing that's going on with him and Ayuk and what happened with Shortgate, that was a super pass to me by everybody. That's something you keep doubling down and you follow Ayuk home or you follow Kyle to the gas station to get to the bottom of what's going on with you and your star receiver. So for my taste, Donnie, I feel like, you know what? If we were in another market, and I don't want to be, oh boy, this thing would have been turned up. Andrew Wiggins with the Warriors when he was on his sabbatical taking care of handling business. Steiny, it wouldn't have been handled delicate like it is in the Bay. So I feel like our Bay Area coverage in regard to asking the hard questions is how we're looked at in regard to our love for fantasy, college football.
Well, but I know that you follow the Cowboys and you can't stand Jerry Jones talking to the press twice a week.
Right.
Right?
It neuters the head coach.
Okay. Well, Jed York doesn't have a show, so we don't get to ask Jed York the questions that they ask Jerry Jones in Dallas.
And the Niners don't fundamentally have that. Everything's not perfect. Those problems.
Well, do they not have those problems because they don't have an owner that talks to the media twice a week?
He learned his lesson. He learned his lesson and took a step back. Do you think that's fair? Jed, under the heart, he was told to basically shut up, and he did it.
Well, I know, like, no, Jed York at his best slash worst never talked as much as Jerry Jones.
Okay, no,
never.
I got you.
And so I'm just curious as to the way 49er fans, and we can keep it to Niners because they're in season right now, but the reality is, have we come down the Warriors road the last 2 years? Have we come down the Giants road the last 6 years? And do we do it like other markets? And is there a frustration from the fans out there that we are too soft?
And, well, let me just get this out. I know you said, for this example, football, but baseball, the Buster Posey, the press conference, yeah. John Shea went in. And I'm not he went in to where he went in just trying to make a point, and he was a dog on a bone trying to get an answer. And he was letting it out. And what about Draymond with Bonte? After you think about it, what did Draymond say? I'm surprised you're talking to me, and that blew up. But I'm thinking, what if Bonte would have went, and we didn't want him to because it could have went sideways, Stoddy, but what if their version of Bonte in another market went back at him? Would that have been looked at as okay, or would it have blown up more? And all that I'm saying to you, and I'm saying a lot, is I just want the hard questions asked. I am not A-plus interviewer. I know that. But I want to give, and I think we do a pretty good job here at the station. But, Steiny, you tell me what you think, because I'm going to give Willard and Dibbs credit. And you tell me, do I need to give Steve Kerr credit? When I hear that interview, every week they ask him every question almost like twice. They get to the bottom of it, and if you don't get the answer, you know that the host asked. That's all I want from the Bay Area media. Forget my job here, and I don't think you asked me, do you think that we're getting that from everybody included? And I'm talking about the people that write the articles too. I think we're soft.
Well, let's just,
I know I'm saying
stick
a lot,
to
but
the,
yeah.
Stick to the 49ers. I'm not saying you're not. Stick to the 49ers. And the reality of the situation is they've had a great run the last 5 years. They have. And I guess my question is, if we were in another market and the 49ers have the past 5 years like they've had, would the media in those cities be less aggressive to their team? You know what I mean? I mean, the 49ers, I get it. They haven't won a Super Bowl, but boy, they've knocked on the door 4 out of 5 years. And does that influence the negativity toward more positivity? Because there's only one thing the Niners haven't come through on, and that's winning a Super Bowl.
But the Eagles did the same thing. They went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago.
Right.
So it's about not winning too, Stoney. That's a part of it. But it's about issues, drama, things that come up that the public wants to know about. And I think Sirianni yesterday pulled a weak move when he brought his, and I love the kids. Guru loves the kids. So does Stoney. But come on, don't tell me you didn't use them as a shield.
Yeah,
because you knew was coming because of your actions.
Well, that's what they're thinking in Philly.
And you had to apologize, which was wow.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to get into this on the other side. We're going to play some Jerry Jones, which was very interesting, and we're also going to play some sound from Philadelphia. Nick Sirianni talked to WIP in Philadelphia this morning. Does a weekly radio show and. They kind of came down his road, and I'm just wondering if that's what Bay Area fans want out of their media, and we're not giving them. 888-957-9570. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com. BayAreaOilChange.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I was at the Circa. Putting it working.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Coming up at 11:45, 3-time Super Bowl champion Randy Cross will join us.
Yeah.
Great 49er of the past. 1 o'clock, Sounds of the Week.
Another Evan Gidding special.
Absolutely. And he had to do extra work this week, Evan, because some of the best sound we're going to use earlier in the show.
Yeah, I sent him some. It was obvious stuff, though, that's already out there kind of on Main Street.
Well, one of the things about our business is what we think is out there and everybody's aware of, sometimes many, many aren't. And so we're talking about the media here in the Bay compared with other cities, Dallas.
Shut you talking to me.
And Philly,
see that
because it's
right.
Like to me in Philly and Dallas right now, it's an S show. It just is. They're but talking
it's
about
normal for them, though. They're it's talking about for those
yeah.
cities.
Well, yeah, I guess so. And that's kind of what we're talking about. They're talking about Sirianni's kids at the podium. Jerry Jones went on his weekly radio show, 105.3 The Fan. It's the Cowboys' flagship.
Man.
Let me just play this right. for you.
And it's been doing this show for 14 years with the same guys.
Okay.
And it got to this today.
Okay. This is about a minute and a half. So pay attention, because my question to Bay Area fans is this the kind of coverage you want from your team, but we're not giving it to you?
Well, my job is to ask why.
Get a job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you. You're not going to figure out what the team is doing right or wrong. If you are, or any 5 or 10 like you, you need to come to this meeting I'm going to today. There are 32 teams here. You're geniuses.
Jerry,
okay. Y'all really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all of the things that I've done wrong and without going over the rights?
What?
Now, listen, we both know we're talking to a lot of great fans and a lot of great listeners, and I am very sorry for what happened out there Sunday. I'm sick about what happened Sunday. Now, I'm not talking to these yahoos on the end of this phone. I'm talking to you, the fans that are listening this morning. And we can spend a lot of time going over zigging and zagging. One of the stupidest things I've ever done that anybody has ever analyzed is by the Cowboys. It was an idiot that did that. So idiot things can turn into good decisions. Okay? Smart things can turn into bad decisions. The facts are that when you make one, you don't really know whether it's going to be good or not at the time. So let's just go ahead. I'm trying to answer your questions, man. You want some conversation this morning? You're getting it.
All right, so that was Jerry Jones toward the end of it. But just take a listen. This is how things got going.
Right. Now, if you think I'm interested in a damn phone call with you over a radio and sitting here and throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have got to be smoking something over there this morning. I'm not. And I really don't, and I don't even want our listeners to listen to me, to talk about this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something and I'm sorry that I did it. That's not your job.
Well, my job is to ask
get
why.
A job, or I'll get somebody else to ask these questions, man.
Jerry, we're trying to figure out why the team is.
I'm not kidding you.
Man, I think accountability is all people ask for, and he's the GM and owner, Steiny, and he's stressing, and that's why he got that reaction. You know what time it is, Jerry. You didn't add to the running back room. You brought in Zeke, who needs a cane, and now you can't run the ball. You got Dak. You didn't add to the weaponry. Now you can't move the ball. Your team's soft. Your offense is outdated. He's stressing. That was his 82nd birthday Sunday, and they gave up almost 50 points. But I don't think the host did anything wrong. I listened to that show weekly, Steiny, and they were consistent. And they were just asking him, Steiny, are you shocked that you didn't add, and this is what you're getting?
This from the 510 on the Comcast business text line, and this is getting to the heart of it. Accountability, that's all we ask for, okay? Are you getting that accountability from the Bay Area media? And do you think that Dallas and Philly, for example, hold their players and coaches and GMs and owners to more accountability than we do out here? Do you want that? Do you like that kind of owner talking that candidly about the line of questioning?
Well, now you got me thinking about Kyle Shanahan,
okay,
and his quest to win a Super Bowl.
All right.
He's great. He's come close. But Andy Reid was replaced in Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Kyle is walking on water here, and I'm part of it because I can recognize his brilliance.
I thought you said you were part of it.
No, but I'm saying, let's be real and put the right on the table. if this situation were in Dallas or Philly where he's gotten this close, okay. had the debacle in overtime, whatever you want to call it, Steiny, I don't think he would be answering for that from the media every damn day. And a win on Sunday wouldn't take that away. Tell me I'm wrong. Well, I just really, and I'm not saying I'm lobbying for that, but my goodness, he's in the best spot for his quest and what's been going on and how close he's gotten. The non-challenge flag against the Eagles in the NFC Championship game. I'm telling you, if this were Boston, New York, Philly, and Dallas, Steiny, it would be a different energy on his neck. And I don't think that's too far-fetched.
So let me ask 49er fans this. Do you believe that Kyle Shanahan was not held accountable for the overtime rules in the Super Bowl? Great. Do you think Kyle Shanahan has been held accountable for his relationship with Brandon Ayuk, for example? Do you think that Kyle Shanahan has been held accountable for decision making in big games? And if so, well, then I would imagine you don't really have a gripe about the way the media out here does their job. But are we letting these guys get away with not being accountable as opposed to other cities?
It's a phenomenal question. And let me just throw this to you. And I could be totally wrong, Steiny, because I'm not coming at you guys like I'm right. Can you right now offhand remember an answer from Kyle Shanahan about his relationship with Brandon Ayuk here in the past? When all this was going, can you off the top of your, I can't. And maybe he answered it. But my point is, Steiny, he should have been peppered with that question. And I can't recall him saying, we're good, we're fine, I'm the coach, he's the receiver. But my point is, that would have been asked over and over and over to where I could recite his answer. I don't believe it has. And it's almost like you and I, and Bonte and Shasky and Willard and Dibbs talk about it all day. What do you think it is? But just think about that core question I'm posing to you. I can't remember the ball coach being asked that. How are you guys?
Being asked specifically about the overtime?
How's your relationship with Brandon Ayuk? And I don't want to sound like a bloodhound. I'm just like, I can't remember him being asked specifically that question. And it's not a bad question.
The 601 on the Comcast business text line. The 49ers media is scared to question Shanahan and Lynch. They're worried about their credentials being taken away. Wow. That's not it. I can't remember a Bay Area media guy who got their credential taken from them for overly confrontational or for just being a pain.
Gotcha.
So I don't think it's that. Is it just that we're different and this is the way we like it out here? Let's get into the Sirianni because this is pretty interesting too. And I'm not, I gotta formulate my thoughts, but
okay.
This is,
I think he's his, even before this popped out partner, I think before you play it, he has been his own worst enemy.
All right. First, we're going to play Sirianni talking about why he brought the kids up to the podium after the game.
Do you think it is appropriate to have children at a post-game press conference with you right there?
There are limited opportunities to be able to, be able to share these. I love my family with everything I have, and I want them to love this game the way I love this game because of what this game has done for me. You know, that was my only intention. Just like my intention is, like, my kids get to go play catch on the field after we win. And my only intention is after a win, being able to, my kids love going up with that press conference with me. And my only intention is to share a moment, after that.
All right. You got a problem with that?
No, because we love family. that, how can you have a problem with that answer? But the timing, I do.
Right.
You knew what you did in regard to that gesture. You won by 4 points over a lackluster Brown team, yet you won. I think you do that when everything is going good at work and you didn't have that confrontation. So I thought the kids were used as defense, and I hate as a dad and father, which I am, to say that. But Stoney, I wasn't born yesterday, and I think that's why some of the Philly media, who I'm not saying in this instance or the end all to be all or God, but come on, Stoney, to bring them right after you had that, I'm calling it a confrontation, you knew you had, you used the kids.
Well, and let me shed some context on this, because many people may not know exactly the situation. So the Eagles beat the Browns on Sunday 20-16. And at the end of the game, Sirianni got into it with some fans who were booing. And you could tell he was going back and forth with them, and he was getting animated. And everybody saw it. And so there's a feeling that Sirianni knew that he was going to be asked about it. And that's why he brought the kids up there.
I believe so.
So as to deflect.
Yeah.
Anyway, after he gave that answer, here's what the host on WIP said.
I didn't like the answer about the kids and just doubling down and saying,
like that
basically, like, too bad, my kids want to come. Like, I'm sure a lot of coaches' kids want to come up there. I'm sure that'd be a neat thing for a lot of coaches' kids to do, or players' kids, or whatever. Like, just because they're your kids doesn't mean you can do that. Like, I would love to bring my daughter to work with me. I never want to leave my daughter. She's my favorite thing in the world. Every second I get to spend with her is like a gift. Like, I would bring her to me. She'd sit right there.
Here's where I'm at.
You know what
here's
I mean? Like, it is what it is.
On that topic, two things. One, I'm very disappointed that his answer was what it was. I think it's a straight mistake.
I'm blown away.
I'm shocked.
It's a straight mistake.
Two, it means Lurie and Howie are permitting it, at least to this point, and didn't tell him in the last 40 hours, don't do it again.
Is that what we want?
Wow.
Do we want an hours-long discussion about whether you should bring a kid up to the podium or not, or multiple kids?
But what if there was a subject matter you needed to get to and it just popped off on the sideline? And Sirianni, real quick here, Stoney, Sunday didn't stick his chest out until they knew Cleveland was out of timeouts and they were in victory formation. Then he went back over there to be like bumping his chest. So you knew that was the rat on the table, more so than the ugly win. And to have your family there, that's what look. What word am I looking for? Wienerish? That's what look. Just soft. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But here's what I'm asking fans, because I'm looking at the Comcast business text line right now, and there's two texts that came in, one after the other, and the first one's from the 510, and it's our boy Leroy. In two words, hell yeah. The Bay Area media is softer than the Dallas Cowboys, and they've always been soft. Okay. Here's what came in right after. Other markets are clown shows. Which is it? 888-957-9570 is the number. Are other markets clown shows, or are we soft, for lack of a better word? I mean, that's the question I have. We seem to be in such a different world than other cities like Philadelphia, or maybe even New York or Dallas.
But we got talented people everywhere you look.
What do you mean?
We got talented people that are on the radio, that write articles.
Right.
But there's never, just to me, Stoney, never that venom. And I don't know why. I'm from here, so I don't know about the clown shows. I just know this. I know this market cares. I hate the college football stigma we have. I get it. We talked about it with Cal when Miami visited. But I'm being honest. I grew up on the Ira Millers. I grew up on the, you know, the guys that, the Monty Poole, Stoney, that brought it. And that's why it's refreshing in this market right now when somebody writes something and it might be against the grain, or you can tell when they're kind of just saying how they feel and not worried about the consequence. But let's be honest. If we had a list of guys and gals that lost their credential for being overly critical, who would be on there, because it hasn't happened.
Well, I'm not sure it's happened in other cities
but
either.
I feel like Kyle, and I just go to Kyle, all his brilliance, like the IU, everything is soft. You ask about it one time and then it's over.
888-957-9570 is the number. A lot of good text coming in already on the Comcast business text line. The culture of the West Coast is beating around the bush, while the East Coast is more direct. Wow. Really? Is that it? Well, and the other thing is, how much of it has to do with, I got news for 49er fans. The team's been great for 5 years. They've come up short, but they've been great for 5 years. So would it be fair to even go down that road of ultra negativity or ultra confrontation when they've really just come short by a sliver a couple times?
But what if I told you in other markets, I'm just saying, Stanley, I think you won't call me crazy here, that's almost worse. The fact they want to get to the bottom of why you're bridesmaid. Why are you keep continually coming up short? So well, don't you can paint that picture out here. That, hey, look at the big picture and hey, who's got it better than us? Or you could say, what the hell is going on to why this same coach and team can't get over the top? And I'm including the NFC Championship losses and the two Super Bowls. But for that matter, I want to switch it up on you. And I'm not saying right or wrong. Stani, do you believe Andrew Wiggins, that situation last year or the years past, would have had the grace that it got out here had we been in other markets? I don't believe so. I believe people would have gone to the ultimate extent. And I'm not saying that's what I'm lobbying for. But I do know, Stani, that thing would have played out different than how it played out here in the Bay, and as graceful as all we were all.
Yeah, Evan, what do you think about the Wiggins thing? I don't know. I think Guru could be right on point about other cities wanting to get to the bottom of it. Do you think if Wiggins were in New York, that people would have been more media would have been more aggressive at quote unquote getting to the bottom of it?
No, I don't think we would know by now if he played for the Knicks or if he played for the Sixers, like what's been happening. We just found out that apparently it's had to do with his dad who tragically passed away. But the 3-month hiatus, I don't think we'd know unless he told us.
Yeah, I kind of agree with Evan, but I could be wrong. We could all be wrong. I don't know.
Well, my point was it wasn't about getting the answer. It was about how much time was spent on the whereabouts and trying to get the answer.
Right.
Because you knew you weren't getting it from the subject matter. So I get what Evan's saying. My point is how much time would have been spent, even if it was uncomfortable, by hosts and reporters trying to get to the bottom of it so they could get that answer. Not waiting on it, but get that answer before the parties were trying to give it to them.
Well, but for example, on Willard and Dibbs with Steve Kerr, like they would ask him about Wiggins every week.
Right.
There was just no update. And they would, Willard would say, hey, obligatorily got to ask you about Andrew Wiggins.
And they did a good job.
I mean, but I don't know what else you're supposed to do besides, you keep needling. Because I think Kerr even one time, I don't want to say nearly broke, but basically just shut it down. Like, I have nothing else to tell you.
Right.
So I don't know what else you want as a fan.
I think that's well said. I mean, I don't know what the answer is. But I want to know what Bay Area fans would like or what they prefer or whether or not they think the Bay Area media is holding people accountable like other cities. This is interesting from the 262 on the Comcast business text line. I think it really comes down to context. I'd like to think that if we had a joke like Sirianni as a head coach, you guys would be on him. But we have a guy, so... If Kyle, like I guess Kyle Shanahan's more of a serious figure than Nick Sirianni, and so with that comes a respect that Sirianni doesn't get.
Yeah.
Maybe that's got something to do with it. 888-957-9570. Here's the other question I have. What does it look like when a media holds owners, GMs, coaches, and players accountable? Like, what does that even look like?
I think the soundbite you just played with Jerry Jones. Like, Jerry knows what the guys are trying to convey and what's happening with his team and his club, and he's a big part of that. And he just doesn't want to admit it, and he's hurt. And he knows it's not getting better anytime soon. But you're from the East Coast, Donnie, and I don't want to say every reporter or radio host here in the Bay Area was born and raised in the Bay.
Right.
But can I look you in the face, you, Evan, and I, and say people are more aggressive 9 out of 10 times in the East Coast than out here on the West Coast?
And
maybe you could take that to work with you.
And I also think it's like you can ask a question that's holding somebody accountable without being rude and divisive and trying to bait the interviewee into saying something, you know, derogatory or confrontational. Like you'd reference John Shea at the
Buster Posey.
Yeah, the Buster Posey press conference. All he did was say, are you going to be more transparent with the contract situation of Buster Posey than you were with Farhan Zaidi? And everyone's, oh, my God.
Yeah, no doubt. You're right.
I mean, it was as professional a question as you could possibly ask if that's the question you wanted to ask. So you wish we were in Dallas in terms of the media? You wish we were in Philly in terms of the media? That's what I'm asking today. Are we doing a good enough job holding the sports teams and players and coaches that we cover accountable? 888-957-9570 is the number. Once again, I see some calls lining up already. I will get you in on the other side because I'm very interested to kind of hear what you have to say about this and whether we're doing a good enough job for you guys. 888-957-9570. Randy Cross, he'll be joining us at 11:45, three-time Super Bowl champion. Also, Sounds of the Week coming up at 1 o'clock. How you doing, Goo?
I'm doing okay. You just got me thinking and racking my brain about all the things that have come and gone here in the Bay Area, the different people, the different situations. And just real quick here, I know we're up against it, but I thought about Kevin Durant.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, how could I have been better? Just me from a personal standpoint. But I guess, Donnie, there's so many times in life where you kind of wait. Evan brought it, just made me think about this. You wait for the answer, but could we have probed Kevin Durant more? And I'm putting me in there about maybe why he thought his experience in the Bay wasn't as pleasurable as he thought it was going to be. And we had to wait till he left to find out that he thought he was getting treated differently. Like, could there have been a buffer or somebody that got to him just to ask him maybe not uncomfortable questions, but like, dude, you know, what's really eating at you? And maybe I'm wrong and somebody did that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to ask, too. I mean, did we not ask Kevin Durant the right questions? Are we not asking guys the right questions? 888-957-9570. Don't miss the kickoff show this Sunday with Evan Giddings and Lorenzo Neal 2 hours before the start of the game. Join us at the Hilton Santa Clara for delicious food, great drinks, and the best pregame show in the Bay Area, presented by Habas Law. You've been wronged. Habas Law will fight to make it right. Call 1-800-INJURED or visit HabasLaw.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.